This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Caleb Little is joining us, Director of Communications with the National Biodiesel Board. And Caleb, you have had the ability and a lot of success in telling about the success of the biodiesel industry.
Yeah, we have. There's always something going on in biodiesel, despite some challenges on some of the policy issues. We've had really great years and had a lot of really good successes from the environmental side to new fleets announcing their use of biodiesel. We put together a brand new website this year that helps get the information out.
That ability to see that, and especially in these major metropolitan areas.
Yeah, so for those fleets, it's really easy. They want a cleaner, more environmentally sound product, more sustainable. And for them, they use so much diesel fuel in their equipment, heavy trucks, snow plows, garbage trucks, all those kinds of things. Anything you can think of, a city has those vehicles in their fleet. And for their users, it's turnkey. It's as easy as just using their regular petroleum diesel that they've done now. So from a user standpoint, it's so simple. Biodiesel is an easy choice.
The quality of the product as well. Just constant improvements on getting that better quality biodiesel product out there too.
As the industry goes, the fuel quality standards have improved. Our producers have gotten bigger and better and more efficient. The ASTM standards that we've put in place for biodiesel with the help of the Soybean Checkoff and their funding and research support, you can ensure that when you pull up to a pump and you get biodiesel at a retail station, it's going to work in your engine.
You talked about the website, brand new website, more information out there as well.
A big part of what we do is that education and outreach, just talking about the fuel, making it easier. Increase awareness makes it easier for our producers to go doing what they do and creating more fuel and more sustainable fuel options. And so a big part of that is online. So we have over 1 million page views a year on our information sources, biodiesel.org and nbb.org, the association site. And so it was time to bring that some new technology to that, make it a little more streamlined, easier to use, easier to get that information out about the product. Soybean farmers essentially created the biodiesel industry back in the early 1990s to have a way to find some industrial use for soybean oil, because there was such a glut. There's so much soybean oil on the market that they saw the opportunity and invested in the industry. And soybean farmers still support the National Biodiesel Board with checkoff dollars for research and education and promotion and those kinds of things. So we wouldn't be a nearly 3 billion gallon a year industry without the help and support of soybean farmers.
That is Caleb Little, Director of Communications with the National Biodiesel Board. He joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.